Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space to slow down, breathe, and reconnect our teacher hearts with the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us into our classrooms. And like I always say, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, just trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about on Sundays. It's something you live out Monday through Friday, right there with your students. Before we jump into today's story, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space where scripture meets real teaching life, where Bible stories meet classroom realities, where faith becomes grounding, encouraging, and practical for the week ahead. Now, whether you teach in a public school or private school, this time is about strengthening your spirit and remembering that you never walk into your classroom alone. Not at all. God is already there in the halls, in the lessons, and in the lives of your students. So before we dive in, here are my three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for church, especially having a safe, welcoming place to go for Christmas service. It was beautiful, y'all, over Christmas. There were so many people where they were there. Even the atrium was filled with overflow seating. Seeing people come together to celebrate the birth of Jesus was powerful and meaningful. I love to see so many people feel the space of the church, just wanting to celebrate Jesus. Second thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for my three children and how important faith is to them. Just watching them grow, ask questions, and live out their faith, it reminds me of why this journey matters. Third thing that I'm thankful for, I am thankful for the shared and growing faith between my wife and me. Faith isn't something we do alone. It's something we grow into together, and I'm grateful for that partnership. All right, let's jump into today's story. Today's episode is called David and Goliath. Faith bigger than fear. Let's jump right in. Our story today comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17. In verse 45, David says, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Wow, that's some powerful stuff. See, David and Goliath is one of the most well-known stories of the Bible. But sometimes familiarity, it makes us miss its depths. See, the Israelites, they were terrified. For 40 days, a giant named Goliath stepped forward, mocking them, challenging them, daring anyone to fight him. No one did. David was not a soldier. He was a shepherd. He was young. You know, he was overlooked. He was underestimated. He showed up not to fight, but to deliver food to his brothers. And when David heard Goliath's words, he didn't see a giant. Not at all. See, what he saw a problem bigger than fear. A situation where God's name was being mocked. And while everyone else asked, how can we defeat him? David asked, who is this who defies the living God? See, King Saul tried to give David armor, but it didn't fit. Didn't fit. And David knew he didn't need someone else's protection. He needed God. So David stepped forward with what he had. He had a sling, a stone, and deep trust in God. And the giant fell, not because David was strong, but because David believed God was. But, and then, I mean, that, I love that. Every time I hear this story, every time I think about this story, every time I read about this story, I'm in awe of it. And it, once again, it wasn't because David was strong, because David believed God was strong. See, teachers face giants every day. Not literal ones, but think about real giants that teachers face. Fear of failure. Overwhelming expectations. Behavior challenges. Emotional weights. Things like self-doubt, y'all. Pressure to perform. Feeling unseen. Feeling undervalued. See, the giants, they don't always look scary, do they? You know this. Sometimes they just look exhausting. And David reminds us that courage, it doesn't come from size, experience, or perfection. Not at all. It comes from trust. David didn't deny the giant. He just believed God was bigger. And as teachers, faith doesn't mean pretending things are easy. It means trusting God in the middle of difficulty. You don't need someone else's armor. No, you don't need to teach like anyone else. You don't need to compare your classroom to someone else's. God has already equipped you for the work in front of you. So here are some ways to live out David's faith this week as you work with students. Name the giant. What feels overwhelming to you right now? Remember past victories. See, David remembered the lion and the bear, times that God had already been faithful. Also, use what you have. Use your personality, your voice, your gifts. They're enough. Those gifts are enough because you are enough. Trust God daily, y'all. Trust God daily. Not just for big moments, but for patience, for peace, and for strength. And speak faith over fear. Sometimes courage starts with what you tell yourself. As I do a reflective closing here, David didn't walk onto the battlefield fearless. He walked on trusting. Teachers, you don't need to be fearless. You just need to be faithful. God is bigger than the giants you face this week. And he walks with you into every battle. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the story of David. Help me face the giants in my life with faith instead of fear. Remind me that you are bigger than every challenge I face in my classroom and beyond. Give me courage, trust, and confidence in you, not in myself. Amen. I hope you found value in this episode. I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.